this afternoon session, we'll be practicing loving kindness, which is one of, in Buddhist teachings, one of the four, what is called the divine abodes, these kind of beautiful qualities of heart that are conducive to freedom and that allow us to live with grace and ease in the world. And it's a formal practice that we can do. The other quality, the four qualities are loving kindness, or metta in the Pali language, the first language of the written language of the Buddha's teachings. And the second is compassion, or karuna, which is kind of a, when we're an awakened heart, when open heart meets the suffering of another person or other people or ourselves, what naturally arises is caring and compassion for their suffering or our own self-compassion. The third quality is called in Pali mudita, and it's often translated as sympathetic joy. Kind of joy in the happiness or the well-being of another. You know, it's not something that we tend to cultivate in our culture so much, you know. It's more the kind of schadenfreude, you know, of being happy when our enemy's book is remaindered, you know, that kind of thing where... and this is the opposite of that. It's really being happy in the happiness of another. If somebody's doing well or successful or is happy, just feeling that happiness and going out to them. Mudita. And the final quality is upekkha, or compassion, equanimity, which is really an evenness of heart and mind, a balance meeting life's joys and life's sorrows with an even mind, with kind of not getting bowled over when things are difficult, meeting, you know, pain and suffering and difficulty with just acceptance and equanimity. And also when things that are, you know, more successful or happier things happen, not to get over exuberant about them. So meeting our lives with balance, meeting the 10,000 joys and 10,000 sorrows, as they're called in the Taoism, with an evenness, an even mind, an even heart. So in these formal practices, the heart practices, we consciously cultivate these qualities, and today it will be the quality of loving kindness, inviting these qualities to arise in our hearts. So wishing ourselves well, wishing others well, and ultimately wishing everyone everywhere, all beings everywhere, wishing them well, wishing them peace and happiness and well-being. And we can cultivate these qualities. The main practice we've been doing so far is the practice of mindfulness, of awareness of our experience, of bringing kind of a kind, non-judging awareness to whatever is arising. So we're not so much choosing or kind of inviting in qualities. We're more meeting our experience with acceptance, with kindness, with interest. With the heart practices, we're actually inviting qualities to arise. So inviting kindness to arise, loving kindness to arise. You know, that we're, in the Buddha's language, we're inclining our minds in the direction of loving kindness. And we can begin this practice as we begin the other practices, and I'll just talk about it as we're going along and kind of invite us into the meditation. But in this practice, one of the most important things is to feel a sense of ease and well-being. If we're feeling tense and tight, it's really difficult for the heart to open. You know, so be as relaxed as you can be, comfortable. As we begin the other meditations, just relaxing the shoulders, relaxing the body. See if you can cultivate a sense of ease in being here. You might invite a smile to your face, invite activating these muscles at the corners of your eyes and your mouth. If it helps, take a couple of full breaths. Can begin this practice by gladdening the mind, just inviting in kind of reflections that help the heart to feel glad, to feel happy. So one thing you might begin with is just reflect on some things in your life that you feel grateful for. So maybe people in your life, family, loved ones, good friends. Allow yourself to take in any feelings that come up, maybe some warmth or some vibrations in the body or a smile. You might feel grateful for your health, your overall well-being. Just recognizing that so many others living with difficulties, with suffering, and just being grateful for what we have. For our perhaps a level of comfort and well-being that so many others don't have such access to. Being able to eat good food regularly and have a comfortable place perhaps to live. So much in our lives that we can be grateful for that we're not necessarily conscious of, or it's easy to forget about. Perhaps our economic situation may be relatively comfortable. Maybe there's an appreciation for the work that we do, a livelihood. Gratitude for one's spiritual practice, however that might be expressed, the meditation or the larger spiritual journey. Just let whatever comes up be held in awareness and take in any good feelings that arise from gratitude, appreciation. If you can, let these things in your life that you appreciate, let them gladden your mind and your heart. And also, as with all of the practices we'll be doing in this sitting, just to meet whatever arises with kindness, with acceptance. So not assuming that a lot of things will come up. Maybe what comes up is resistance or annoyance. Just meet those too with kindness. In this practice, we typically use certain words and phrases to wish ourselves and others well. And I'll be giving some phrases and really see if they resonate for you. And if they do, use these phrases or adapt them or use your own. This is really an art. It's finding our own way to what allows our hearts to open. We can use the words and phrases which kind of connect us with our cognitive faculties, that part of our consciousness. We can touch into whatever feelings are present in the body, in emotions. Skinny, that kind of kinesthetic sense, and allow ourselves to enjoy, to take in those feelings. We can also use imagery, visualizations. So bringing in that realm of our consciousness, bringing images of others to our minds, or ourselves, wishing ourselves and others well. You might bring your awareness to your heart area. Appreciate all that you have done, all the efforts that you've made to take care of yourself in the best way you've been able to over these years and over these decades. Just caring about this life. Caring about yourself. And we'll begin with ourselves, but we'll do it in a more indirect way. And invite you to bring to mind a loved one, someone who's dear to you, someone where there's not too many complications, just that there's a sense of ease and happiness when you think of this person or this being. Could be somebody you know, somebody you love, somebody you're close to. Could be a pet. Could be a spiritual figure that you identify with or love. Let that image of this person or this being come into your mind and into your heart. And look at yourself through their eyes. See how they care about your happiness and your well-being. Want the best for you. And looking at yourself through their eyes, through their heart, begin but to wish yourself well. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be truly happy. And allow yourself to feel anything that arises, anything that comes up in the body or the heart, the mind. May I be happy. And may I be safe and free from harm. May I be safe and free from harm. Looking at yourself through the eyes of this loved one, this dear being, wishing yourself well. May I be safe and free from harm. May I be healthy and well. May be healthy and well. Just wishing for yourself what we would wish for everybody, a quality of safety and freedom from harm, happiness, health, good health, well-being. May I be healthy and well. May I live with ease. May I live with ease. Imagine how you feel when you put down the burden of stress or worry or anxiety. Just rest in a feeling of ease, of well-being. May I live with ease. Might breathe in each of these qualities and using these phrases, just wishing yourself well, looking at yourself through the eyes of a loved one. May I be happy. May I be truly happy. May I be safe and free from harm. And may I be healthy and well. May I live with ease. And you can continue just silently using these phrases or your own phrases or just resting in whatever feelings are present. Meet whatever arises with kindness and care. So if resistance comes up or judgment or annoyance, just meet these feelings, this resistance with kindness. It's not a problem if feelings that are the opposite of loving kindness come up. In fact, it's quite natural for that to happen at times. If you can, just continue sending these wishes of loving kindness to yourself, wishing yourself well. share as we're going along some lines, reflections. This is from Camus, Albert Camus. In the middle of winter, I at last discovered that there was in me an invincible summer. So continuing to send these wishes of kindness, friendliness to yourself. Just, it's important to say that the fact that we wish ourselves well, we cultivate these intentions and wishes of loving kindness, doesn't mean that any feelings will necessarily arise. And as I said, it may in fact bring up some feelings of resistance. And that's okay. It's helpful to see this practice as really more like planting seeds. So with these wishes and with these intentions, we're planting seeds in our own hearts of care and goodwill, good wishes to ourselves and to others. And then they'll bloom when they're ready. And maybe when we're not expecting it. So we can choose to stay with ourselves or others as we're doing this practice. We typically go out in circles, beginning where it's easy or where it's important for us to start, and then moving out from there to where it may be more challenging, more difficult, with people we don't know or people that we have difficulty with in our lives. It's like we're building a muscle and we're starting off with kind of lesser weights and increasing as we go along. So if you're ready, you might extend the circle outward to a loved one. It may be the same being that you looked at yourself through their eyes, or someone else, some other being, person, being. Let an image of them come into your mind, into your mind's eye and into your heart. Holding this loved one in your heart. Send out to them wishes of loving kindness and care and well-being. Reflecting that you, like you, they want to be happy and safe and free from harm. May you be happy. May you be truly happy. May you be safe and free from harm. May you be healthy and well. May you live with ease. May you live with ease. you can continue just silently sending these wishes of loving kindness to this dear friend, this loved one, this being in your life. May you be happy. May you be safe and free from harm. May you be healthy and well. May you live with ease. Holding yourself and this loved one in a field of loving kindness, of care, friendliness. It's an American Indian saying, sometimes I go about pitying myself, and all the while I'm being carried by great winds across the sky. Sending wishes of loving kindness, well-being to this loved one. And if you feel ready, we can expand the circle. Also feel free, if it feels more helpful, to stay with yourself or the loved one. Just find your own way to what is most beneficial. If you do feel ready, you might expand the circle to include all of us here on retreat. Just holding image in your mind of individuals you've sat with for breakfast or another meal, or sat close to or passed by, appreciating the effort and care and diligence of this person and everyone's practice. Just sending wishes of loving kindness to all here, all of us here on the retreat, all of us helping allow this retreat to happen, cooking the food and maintaining the center. You might let images come to your mind and just send wishes of loving kindness. May you be happy. May you be happy. And may you be safe and free from harm. May you be healthy and well. May you live with ease. May you live with ease. Just letting these wishes go out, include everybody. This field of loving kindness. Might go further outward to include all those who in one way or another supported each one of us in being here. Our families, perhaps work colleagues, friends, teachers. Might reflect on how you first came to these practices or this path, perhaps reading something or hearing a talk, going to a class. You can go outward from here to all of those down through the years and down through the centuries. All those who provided the food that is supporting us and nourishing us. All those who grew the food and transported it, sold it, brought it, cooked it. The sun and the soil and the water, and the rain. This is interconnectedness of all of these conditions that help us to be here. And in these final minutes of the meditation, you might, as you like, go outward to send wishes of loving kindness to those in other areas, other parts of the country and of the world, perhaps those who are suffering, sending them wishes of care, love, kindness. Those living in conditions of war, in poverty, in the Middle East and North Africa, the migrants trying to leave for a better life on rickety boats, those who've suffered from the recent earthquake in Nepal, just letting your care and your wishes go to wherever your heart and your imagination takes you, sending these wishes of loving kindness. May you be happy. Perhaps if you'd like to adapt the phrases to the conditions. May you be free from suffering, free from harm, safe. And breathing into these wishes, may you be healthy and well. live with ease. May you live with ease. I'm taking some minutes and moments to let these wishes go to where your heart takes you at this time. Poet Rilke says, I live my life in widening circles that reach out across the world. I may not complete this last one, but I give myself to it. Finish by including all of the humans near and far, all ages and all cultures, and societies, all beings everywhere, all humans, all the beings of the air and of the land and of the water, just all in their own way want to be free from harm, want to be safe and happy in their own terms. Just sending these wishes of loving kindness to all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy, be safe and free from harm. May all beings be healthy and well. May all beings live with ease. Finish with the poem by Naomi Shihab Nye, poem Kindness. It says, before you know what kindness really is, you must lose things. Feel the future dissolve in a moment like salt in a weakened broth. What you held in your hand, what you counted and carefully saved, all this must go. So you know how desolate the landscape can be between the regions of kindness. How you ride and ride, thinking the bus will never stop. The passengers eating maize and chicken will stare out the window forever. Before you learn the tender gravity of kindness, you must travel where the Indian in a white poncho lies dead by the side of the road. You must see how this could be you, how he too was someone who journeyed through the night with plans and the simple breath that kept him alive. Before you know kindness as the deepest thing inside, you must know sorrow as the other deepest thing. You must wake up with sorrow. You must speak to it till your sorrow, till your voice catches the thread of all sorrows, and you see the size of the cloth. Then it is only kindness that makes sense anymore, only kindness that ties your shoes and sends you out into the day to mail letters and purchase bread. Only kindness that raises its head from the crowd of the world to say, it is I you have been looking for, and then goes with you everywhere, like a shadow or a friend. May all beings everywhere be free from harm and free from suffering. May all beings be happy and live with ease.